David Corus, Chair of the Board. We're going to call the meeting to order at 5:18. Start with the roll call in no particular order. Alexandra Dahm?
Here.
Mark Rolfe?
Here.
Grant Westerson?
Here.
Jeff Beckham?
Here.
Don Flores?
Here.
Don Johnson?
Here.
Brian Thompson?
Here.
Tom Patton?
Here.
Felix Reyes?
I am here.
His inaugural showing, Thomas Gill, from Planning and Economic Development Director from the City of Bridgeport.
Here.
Parker Wise?
Here.
Don Frost? Dave Perillo? Judy Scheifel? And Mayor Justin Elliker. And those who, for those of you who don't know, Greg Scully is no longer on the board as of our last meeting. So with that, we have quorum, and we will, I guess, first open it up to public comment on this agenda item at this special meeting. Andrew, do you want to see if there's anyone in the public who wishes to speak on this single item, the deep escrow agreement?
Sure. The public line is open. Are there any members of the public on the line who wish to speak at this time?
Yeah, sure. Kevin Blacker, I'd like to speak.
Okay. And Kevin, I just want to make sure this is on the special agenda item related to the deep escrow agreement.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Please go ahead.
So in regards to the deep escrow agreement, it seems that this is very similar to what you approved meeting about a month ago. And the difference that I see is the bank. It came up at the last meeting. Somebody brought up that it was a bank in Minnesota that the $3.45 million was going to go into, and it appears that now the money's going to go into Webster Bank. I was wondering what the process for picking a bank is, whether it's just you guys pick a bank that you like, or whether there's any type of, whether there's an option for, different banks to be the one that gets to hold the money, whether the bank makes any money on it, whether they charge escrow fee, or how that works, because seems a bit arbitrary, or maybe not the most fair thing that you guys just pick what bank gets to have use of $3.5 million. That's what I have to say.
Hey, thank you. Any other members of the public have comment on this deep escrow item that is before our agenda today? Okay, moving on to the next agenda item, which is the escrow agreement with Deep. And so basically, this is the same escrow agreement that came before us last time. There was a question last time as to the bank that was used. To be blunt, there was just a little bit of a confusion. There was a bank that was included in the template escrow agreement that Deep shared with us. We thought that that was the bank we had to use. That was the bank that then was in the draft, and Deep thought that that was our decision. After our conversation at the last board meeting, we looked into it further and found out that we had flexibility to choose, and so we went with Webster Bank that has our other escrow accounts, and we have an ongoing relationship with. That spurred some other modest changes in the document, which John can go through in greater detail. And John, I'll invite you to do so, or just see if folks have questions about it.
And David, this is Brian. Before we go any further, I'm just going to jump off now, given the nature of the subject, and I'll be back for the hearing.
Perfect. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Noted that Brian Thompson has left to recuse himself.
So thank you, David. I'll just run through the changes quickly so that people can know what they are if they haven't studied the document in some detail. But anyway, the revised escrow agreement resulted from further consultation with DEEP and the new escrow agent, Webster Bank. Changes include DEEP no longer is a party to the agreement. They remain, however, as an approver of any disbursement of funds. As I indicated, there's a changed escrow agent to Webster Bank from U.S. Bank, where all of our other escrow funds are held currently. All project sponsors were identified for the individual projects to be funded under the agreement. There are no fees associated with this account, and interest will be paid on the account.
And that interest will come back to Port Authority and the project, since
correct.
It is beyond the requirement from DEEP of the amount that we have to put into these projects.
And then finally, just a couple of other items. There is an approval and callback process that was established for DEEP on the individual projects to add another layer of control. And then finally, the State Contracting Standards Board oversight was included in the agreement. And so that's the bulk of the changes that were made to the escrow agreement.
Great, so I'm going to read the resolution, entertain a motion and second, and then any questions or comments anyone has can ask them. Resolves that the Executive Director be and hereby is authorized, empowered, and directed for and on behalf of the Connecticut Port Authority, here and after referred to as the Authority, to negotiate, execute, and enter into that certain mitigation project escrow agreement, here and after referred to as the agreement, by and among the Authority and Webster Bank in connection with the funding of fish habitat restoration projects as required by condition number 7 of DEEP license number 20190585-SDFTWWQC, dated August 18th, 2021, as mitigation for resource impacts from the construction of certain improvements at the State Pier facility in New London, Connecticut, substantially in the form attached here to as the exhibit to agenda item number 3, and to take such reasonable and necessary action to execute and deliver any and all other reasonable and necessary documents in furtherance thereof. Is there a motion?
So moved, David.
Moved by Johnson. Is there a second?
David, I'll second it.
Second by Westerson. Thank you. Any comments or questions on these revisions to the escrow agreement? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion's passed unanimously. And with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn this special meeting.
So moved. So
moved.
A second.
Second by, who was that second?
Grant.
Okay, second by Grant. Meeting's adjourned, and we will reconvene in 2 minutes. Please just stay on this line for our annual public hearing, and we look forward to seeing you shortly.